I have a sweet tooth, and I eat junk food. That confession will surprise some of the people who think they know me, especially my patients who just assume that I have an impeccably healthy diet just because I've practiced natural medicine for the past 20 years. But sitting through umpteen nutrition classes doesn't necessarily make a person less susceptible to the lure of chocolate cake. It only means that we're better able to justify eating that cake by conveniently ignoring its caloric content and focusing instead on the antioxidant properties of chocolate. Knowledge is power. Unfortunately, it's not willpower. If it were, my knowledge of nutrition would take me down at least a half a dress size. Don't get me wrong, I think eating a good diet is vital to good health, and I consider myself a foodie. But my problem was that I could never get clear about what constitutes a good diet, as it's different for every person. One week in medical school, we would study the value of eating cold, raw foods. The next week, we learned the benefits of Ayurvedic diets that emphasize the importance of cooking foods and serving them warm. After 8 semesters of studying the many contradictions within the topic of nutrition, I was about ready to give up the notion of eating altogether. My med school housemates weren't much help either. One strictly adhered to a macrobiotic diet, eating nothing but fish and brown rice, and the other favored a Ben and Jerry's ice cream diet, with Chunky Monkey being her favorite meal of the day. She was the happier of the two, which only compounded my confusion. One of my very first patients helped me to come to a better understanding of what it means to eat a healthy diet. She said, "I want you to help me with my diet." Reluctantly, I replied, "Okay, why don't we start by you telling me what you eat now?" She said, "Why don't we start by you telling me what I should eat? Let's begin with breakfast, shall we? What do you think I should eat for breakfast?" Since I'd polished off some corn chips, salsa, and a strong cup of coffee for my breakfast that morning, I didn't think it was a good idea to draw from personal experience, so I had to rely on my nutritional training. I said, "What about whole grain and cereal?" She said, "Really? Do you think that has enough protein?" "Throw some nuts on the cereal," she said. "Oh, I don't know. I tend to be hypoglycemic. Are you sure nuts would be enough? Really?" I said, "Nuts have protein. They're a powerhouse of vitamins, minerals, and healthy oils." "I think I'm allergic to nuts," I said. "Oh, well, what about eggs? Eggs are protein, and they contain all of the essential amino acids." She said, "An egg? Really? I have a history of high cholesterol. Are you sure that's such a good idea?" I said, "Oh, I know. What about a bowl of oatmeal?" "Oatmeal? Really? That has gluten in it, doesn't it?" I considered quitting my new job on the spot just to avoid having to discuss possible lunch options with her. After just a few short inhalations and long exhalations, I realized my discomfort wasn't because of my patient's contradictory nature or her tendency to challenge and complain. What was getting to me was my own hypocrisy. There I sat, satiated on fat-laden, salty chips, telling someone else I thought they should eat whole grains and fruit. I knew that I either had to clean up my own diet or stop giving people nutritional advice. I stopped giving nutritional advice. People still expect that of me, though. When I'm at parties and strangers start a conversation by asking me what I do for a living, the first thing they do right after I tell them that I'm a naturopathic physician is look at my plate to see what I'm eating. I can disgrace my entire profession in a matter of seconds. On my plate, where the carrot sticks and celery should be, is typically a huge hunk of pie topped with mounds of ice cream and garnished with a chocolate chip cookie and sprig of parsley. "Loads of vitamin C," I say, waving the parsley near my mouth to draw attention from my plate. I will say that even though I don't have the best diet in the world, I'm a master of moderation, and I do eat whole grains and lots of local organic fruits and vegetables, much of which I grow myself. I avoid soft drinks and most processed foods, except on special occasions, of course, such as birthday parties, weddings, holidays, and book club meetings. Oh, and when there's a call for a celebration, like the renewal of my driver's license, remembering to pay the phone bill on time, and bathing my dog without incident. I've learned from my patients that most people generally know what constitutes a healthy diet. They just don't know how to get themselves to eat one. Here's my advice. Don't be strict about food. Not only will you make yourself miserable, you'll make those around you miserable as well when you start whining about what you can and cannot eat. Do, however, be disciplined. By discipline, I mean practice paying attention to your body's feedback. It will let you know in the form of symptoms what's working and not working for it, bite by bite. and be honest with yourself, not just about food choices and portions, but about your life in general. And lastly, eat your greens, even if it means having a sprig of parsley with your ice cream. Bon appetit!